The Dan and Maz Show.
Guys, everyone's jumping on the Hain train. Jared Hain.
Or the Hain plane. He's been referred to by two modes of transport.
That's because he's doing very, very well over in the US. So Jared Hain, he left the Parramatta Eels to go and have a shot at the NFL with no guarantee.
Hasn't he done well?
Well, they're in pre-season at the moment and he's had two absolutely cracking games. So Will Silver, he's over in San Francisco. He's a sports broadcaster from the NFL Network and Fox Sports West. We thought we'd have a chat. Hello.
Dan and Maz, great to be on with you, but I've been meaning to be on the show for a long time. Yes, it took a rugby player to get me on. I'm a little hurt.
Will, it's so great to talk to you. What are your thoughts on our boy, Jared Hain?
I think your boy, Jared Hain, has been a terrific story. And it's not like he's just been a flash in the pan. He's actually been extremely productive, and his skills that he acquired as a star rugby player there has definitely translated over here into the States.
Well, I got to say, I watched the video. There was a video of one of his highlights where he, I think it was another Aussie player, kicked the ball out and then he caught it and then he had a little run and he beat a guy and then he got tackled. And I watched it and everyone was going, oh my God, it's amazing. And I'm like, down here in Australia, we just call that a typical moment in footy, really. You catch a ball, you have a run. That's what's expected.
Yes, but the difference is, though, Dan and Maz, if you have a 6'4", 350-pounder coming your way, charging at you, I don't know about you, but I'm running for the nearest table and hide underneath. He's standing right there, and he's making the first guy miss. And keep in mind, the 49ers, who have running backs who are good, obviously established, he's got a real shot to make it. And after two games, I think that he needs to be on the team. That way I could be on your show all the time, every week. I could be your designated Jared reporter. Can you see this? I'm already angling.
Will, I could deal with that. Because honestly, I got no idea what the hell is going on. And you're a 49ers fan, aren't you?
I am also a 49ers fan from San Francisco. I hope he makes the team because he's actually shown us something. And every time he caught the ball or got the ball, I'm like, yes. Let's keep doing more of this.
In your opinion, how do you think the fans of the game feel about an outsider coming into the NFL?
I think that if fans see that he can grab the ball and can fly through defenses, break tackles, it doesn't matter. It really does because he's actually proving himself. So he's not seeing like, oh, look at that cute little Aussie running around. No. You see him, and you see him, and you're like, wow, this guy's got some skills.
You are a broadcaster on the NFL Network and Fox Sports, and we were listening to some of the commentary around the game. I'm sure you've heard the highlights as well, but down here in Australia, we had a good laugh at some of this stuff. This isn't you. This is one of your colleagues.
Good day, mate. He does this a couple more times. We're all going to be eating Vegemite up here.
Yeah, we heard that, and we were like, it's a good effort.
That's good. That's okay.
I'm sorry. on behalf of the United States, I am so sorry. I even feel bad that I brought up Vegemite and Foster's. I'm like, well, another American talking a cliche now.
What we thought we might do, Will, is give you some Aussie sporting phrases that you can use to sound like a real Australian commentator.
Okay.
These are actually from a player. He's a rugby union player. He's known as the Honey Badger. These are some of his quotes. He's known for a bit of a turn of phrase.
When the start of this season turns up, the boys will be, going off like a bull in a china shop.
Going off like a bull in a china shop.
That's pretty tame. I could do that.
All right.
All right, let's play you another one.
Sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage, actually, when he got up after scoring that try.
So sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage.
That might be a little tougher to explain away. I don't know if I can do that one.
We've got one more for you. This is the final one.
If I end up getting a gig, mate, I'll be going off like a cut snake.
Going off like a cut snake.
See, I don't know if I would be able to, if it doesn't roll off of my tongue. You thought I wasn't snake. I wouldn't even be able to do that one. I think the first one is the one that I can do, I think.
Because I'm telling you, if you said he's as mad as a cut snake out there, every Australian would jump off their couch and start pumping the air with their fist.
Well, I promise you, though, I won't bring up Foster's or say good day, mate.
All right, okay, yeah. Will, I know you said it as a joke, but we would be more than honoured to have you back on the show whenever Jared Hain does anything on the field, okay, mate?
Sounds good to me, Dan and Maz. It was a pleasure being out with you, and let's do this again soon, all right?
That is Will Selva, sports broadcaster for the NFL Network and Fox Sports West. The states are loving the Hayne Train.